As wonderfully as Rabbi Willig davens, but if people think they can just walk in here and say slichos, then that's what their slichos experience will be. They'll walk in here and say slichos. And then they'll go home. And they said slichos. And they'll wonder why the first night takes so long. Why can't it be like the other days? It's a few days before Rosh Hashanah. And Beryl Thomas gave me Musa today. And he said, how you were away for a week, for 10 days, and you come back and it's the last Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, how can you not address the Olam? What are you giving up the pulpit to some other rabbi for? How can you, it's almost Rosh Hashanah, say something to us. So, it was a wonderful experience on Shabbos, and we learned a lot about Tefillah, which is a worthwhile experience, but I took his Musa to heart. I take his Musa to heart. And now, I'll be Yotze now. I'm not going to be speaking to the whole island until Rosh Hashanah. So let's see what we can accomplish now. It's a few days before Rosh Hashanah. Elul, I explained a few weeks ago, Elul is the Zman. The Moed of Elul is to change. That's what it was from when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to be Mekabel the Luchos. So if we want to hunker down and do tshuva, and we're facing a Yom HaDin, and then we're facing Aseres Yemei Tshuva, of which Rosh Hashanah is two of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, it's sort of Imlo Ach Shavei Masai. So on one hand, it's a tough thing, 3-day Yom Tiv, but on the other hand, we only have 4 days of Slichas before Rosh Hashanah. Short Slichas this year. That's on one hand. On the other hand, it's Im Loach Shavei Masai. So we'll talk a little about the imperative of doing tshuva, because we're saying Slichos, and Slichos is, for the most part, a bakasha, sort of like a combination. It's vidui. A lot of it is vidui, and imploring Hashem, indeed, for slicha, for kapara, because we're facing the Yom HaDin. And it should be a very scary experience. It should be very frightening. And we should be rushing to do tshuva, as we'll see in a few moments. And if I can't be ma'orer you, then you should be ma'orer yourselves about the upcoming Yom HaDin and our deeds of the past year. The Ramban, in his Hakdoma to Sefer Dvorim, describes the purpose of Chumash Dvorim, so to speak, which mitzvahs it says, which mitzvahs it doesn't say, why it's called Mishneh Torah, what about all the mitzvahs that have never been mentioned before. He gives an explanation of Sefer Dvorim. And then at the end, he makes the following comment. The term Sheyaschol B'Bir HaTorah, before Moshe Rabbeinu begins this Bir HaTorah of Mishneh Torah, he starts off with Musar, and to tell them and to go over and to be mochiach them and to remind them of all the averus they have done in the Midbar. That's the first Dvorim, Boschanan, Ekev. The Kama Hisnaigi Moem HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Midos HaRachamim. But his point is that despite their averos, despite the way they were misnaheg, his point was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misnaheg b'midos harachmim, the zeh lehodia chasodo v'imohem, and Moshe Rabbeinu's point was to show this contrast, to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misnaheg b'midos harachmim, ulechazek libam, I'm skipping a few words, lechazek libam, to encourage them to do tshuva. By telling them, Bodia Osam, ki b'midas harachmim yisnaig imoem liolam. Chumash Devarim, says the Ramban, starts off with Moshe Rabbeinu giving Musar to Klal Yisrael, mentioning their Averis, sometimes the Tzina in an edler way, but if you go through Devarim Vashana and Ekev, sometimes he's very, very open about the Averis they've done, and to tell them, to show them how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Misnaigim on B'midos HaRachamim as a lesson forever, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always be ready to treat people B'midos HaRachamim. Shelo yomar odom, so that they shouldn't say lo nuchal oreshes es ha'aretz, we won't be able ultimately to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Ki odom es ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yechto, umiyad tia midas hadin mesucha k'negdenu v'noved. We saw midas hadin, we saw in Kibros Hatava, we saw in Taveira, we saw in Masa Meriva, we saw a certain degree of Midas Hadin. So it'll always be Midas Hadin. So we're in a no-win situation. We're going to fail, we're going to do Averis, and there will be Midas Hadin. How will we ever enter Eretz Yisrael? We're Messiahish. V'lochein, therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu stands up in his final address to the nation. Hodia Moshe Rabbeinu, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamon molei rachamim, ki haslicha v'hamachila mimenu yuzborach siyua v'ezer levnei odom ba'avodoso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mochel, we have to deserve his mechila. It's not a freebie. If we have the right attitude, if we do tshuva, as we'll see in a moment in Shari Tshuva, but he's ready. He's ready to be mekabel our pleas for slicha, our salichos, said in a sincere way, meaning to strive to do better, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is molei rachamim. And that, Ramban says, is a siyua ve'ezer livnei odom ba'avodoso. That's a tremendous siyua in our avodas Hashem. The knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives our failings because he's molei rachamim, ultimately should result in tremendous chizuk for us. That we should not be misyayish. We're here every year, and we try again every year. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo'olam, the Ramban says, li'olam will be misnaig v'midos harachamim, we have to deserve it. And he says, that is the pshat in the pasuk, the Ramban concludes, as Akdomot to Chumash Dvarim with, that's the pshat in the pasuk, ki imcha haslicha lema'an tivoro. The pasuk doesn't make any sense. Ki imcha haslicha, lema'an tivoro means so that Hashem should be feared. Well, why do you connect ki imcha haslicha lema'an te'ohev? We love Hashem, right? Hashem is mochel araveris, ki imcha haslicha. Ki imcha haslicha lema'an tivoro, says the Ramban Shat, in order that ultimately we serve Hashem, the Yira, the Ahava, that we serve Hashem as an encouragement. We have a tremendous achrayus. That's the Ramban's point. Ki imcha haslicha, Hashem is rachamon, and is mesnaig v'midas harachamim, that's lema'an tivoro. It's an encouragement and an enabler in order to spur us to do tshuva and to serve him with fear. With fear, with akhla. That's the pshat in the pasuk, says the Ramban. That places a tremendous achrayus on us. An achrayus to take slichos seriously. To use the yemei haslichos. A few days before Rosh Hashanah, we have an achrayus because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is molei rachamim. This is the Ramban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is molei rachamim, so we have to take advantage of that. Lema'an tivoro. Kiyem chaslicha lema'an tivoro. Rabbeinu Yonah says an idea in the beginning of Shari Tshuva. He talks about the responsibility to do tshuva. He talks about, in the beginning, maybe you've all learned it, Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, sort of like Brachas Daf Beis. Maybe, hopefully. What a chesed, the idea, the concept of tshuva is, both as a as a slicha, so that we not be punished for things we have done in the past. And he talks about an idea that I tried to explain a few weeks ago, the very idea that we can do tshuva, that we're not tied down to the past, that we still have bechira, as I explained it from the perspective of the Rambam. That's a chesed Hashem. And then he says over a mashal from Chazal, and it's a famous mashal, but the mashal is a pele. It's a pele. He says, a mashal, if you don't do tshuva, you know what you like? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you this opportunity. So he brings on from Chazal, Medrash Koheles. There was a band of robbers that were in jail, Bebeso Asurim. They were caught. But the robbers were very clever, and they're awaiting their mishpat, and they dug a machteres, a tunnel, and there was a tunnel to escape, and they all escaped, except for one person. One prisoner stayed behind. He didn't go into the tunnel. Bosar Beis HaSohar, Chazal say in the story, and he sees the tunnel, they all escaped. V'ishahu odenu otzer, and this guy is standing there, and he didn't escape, he stayed in the jail. The jailer gets angry, and he starts beating the person. Vayach oso b'mateil. He starts hitting him, and says, you stubborn person, you have a tunnel how to get out of jail. Eich lo miharta himolei dal nafshecha. How kisheyom, stubborn, like what's the matter with you? How could you not use this opportunity to escape? That's what Chazal compare a person that doesn't do tshuva. And that's sort of, we have to be afraid of that reaction from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave us a way to escape from our sins, ki imcha haslicha, and we don't take advantage. The story's a pella. The jailer is beating the guy. I don't understand if he'd call him a fool, if he would make fun of him. But like, why should he beat him? He didn't run away. So he's beating him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at us, so to speak, for not doing tshuva. That's the nimshal, that I can understand. But what's the moshal? Why is the jailer hitting the guy? What's the... Why didn't the guy... Chazal don't tell us this. I'm speculating now. Why wouldn't the guy escape? The tunnel, they all escaped. So why wouldn't a person escape from jail? And remember, the nimshal is that we're mired in chait. We have the burden of all of our averus, and we're facing an onesh, chas v'shalom, and the tunnel is doing tshuva. So now in the story that Chazal say, why wouldn't someone escape from jail? There's a tunnel there, and everybody else ran away. Why wouldn't he run away? So I can think of two reasons. Either he likes it in jail. Some jails are very pleasant places. You get 3 square meals a day. You can get a college education, color TV, Wi-Fi, internet, and he's very happy in jail. And why should he run outside to the outside world? And all of a sudden he has to earn a living. And he's not guaranteed 3 meals a day. So that's one beer I could have. He likes it in jail. The second beer is that he's afraid because he'll get caught if he tries to escape. And then whatever he's facing now, so it'll be worse for him if he gets caught trying to escape. So he's afraid. He's afraid to escape because he'll get a worse punishment than what he's facing now. Both, I don't know which one's correct. Maybe you'll have a third shot. Those are the only two things I can think of why he wouldn't escape. Both of them, though, have a premise. That it's not so bad in jail. The first shot is mamish, it's not so bad in jail. And the second shot is that it could be worse. I'm okay, let me stay like this, but if I try to escape, they'll give me a worse punishment. Now I'm facing a punishment, but it could be worse, which means that the punishment now is not the worst that it could be. It could be a worse punishment. So the jailer wants him to understand where he is. The jailer wants him to know that he thinks he's having a picnic here, and he's not having a picnic. Whatever the punishment they were facing, loss of life, being beaten, he wanted to say, you know where you are. He beats him. He says, now I'm going to show you what you're in. You think you don't want to escape. You don't even want to try to escape. I'm going to explain to you where you are. And therefore, in the Moshel of Chazal, the jailer beats him. I'm suggesting is, you don't understand where you are, you don't understand the punishment you're facing. Let me show you what it is. And therefore, and the nimshal then is obvious. Not only do we have to fear hate, but the Rabbeinu Yonah's point in the beginning of Shari Tshuva is, how can we not take advantage of the opportunity? He calls it one of the greatest Chasdei Hashem that Hashem has bestowed upon us, is the opportunity to do tshuva. The opportunity to escape from onshim for the past, and the opportunity to take a change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Messiah, he says. This is the whole Rabbeinu Yonah in the beginning of Shaar Aleph. He helps us change, so we can change. That's what I explained about Elul, that you sowed, that Bechira says we can change. So if we don't take advantage of it, and we're not taking advantage of Ki Imcha Haslicha L'man Tivorei, what enables our Avodas Hashem, that we don't get depressed, and we don't feel Misya'esh, and we don't feel like we can't go on, and we don't feel, here we go again, another year, another Yom HaNeiroim, it's a burden, I can't wait till it's over, and we can have a Simchas Beis HaShoeva. But we should view it as Moshe Rabbeinu's message to Klal Yisrael. Hashem is always there, ready to be Mekabel HaTshuva, and because of that, it places a tremendous responsibility on us to take Slicho seriously, to take these few days seriously, to attempt to have Hirurei Tshuva, because Hashem will enable our changing, and Ki Imcha Slicho L'man Tivorei, that will enable our Avodas Hashem. And not to be Chas v'Sholom, like the prisoner in the Moshel of Chazal that says, I'm okay, Jack. You know, I'm okay, I'm chote, and I'm facing some punishment, but I don't know what's out there. I'll stay this way. I'm better off this way than the great unknown. And for that, he receives his punishment. And that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah's point is as well. So let's take advantage of these few days, of tonight, of the Slichos upcoming, of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and especially of the next few days, to have at least Hirurei Tshuva, Rabbosai, thinking about changing, thinking how to change, and we'll be zoche in Din, Be'ezus Hashem.